Plattsburgh city councilors have received a status report on the city budget and the implications for the 2020 budget proposal they are reviewing. The city chamberlain serves as the treasurer for Plattsburgh and provides regular updates to city leaders on its fiscal status. The Common Council's Finance and Budget Committee held a 2020 budget session Thursday to receive an update on current finances and the impact on the proposed budget. Armed with charts, Excel, and PowerPoint, Chamberlain Richard Marks showed that the city is having a good year, is meeting fiscal goals, and currently has a surplus.
Compared to last year, we're ahead. The way to look at that quickly is to say, okay, I've got these expenses left. This is available budget. Here's what I have left to spend. But add this back to it, because this is just a transfer to capital funding. And then you look at what you have left in revenue plus your general fund surplus so far, and that'll give you an idea of where we're going to wind up at the end of the year, provided what we're budgeting here is how it's going to actually work out. But add that back to this, and you're ahead $400,000.
I have no idea what you just did.
Although councilors like Ward 5 Democrat Patrick McFarlane appeared a bit confused, they were pleased with the level of the surplus.
So your best guess is we're coming in about 80% of our budget of the surplus.
Yeah.
Some bad.
And depending on how we economize and how revenue might come in higher than expected, it could be better than that.
Have we had any updates on the sales tax at all, Richard?
About 4% ahead of last year. 4.3.
Marks is also enthusiastic that a long-awaited and delayed online payment system will soon be deployed citywide.
This is an online feature for processing payments where we redirect through a shopping cart to our credit card merchant. And the processing of the credit card or the e-check transaction takes place with the credit card merchant's website, not ours. But it's an instant update to their records in the city. We're doing some final testing, and I think we're going to have it available to our customers probably by next week. And a lot of people are going to want the auto pay feature. We already know that, there's at least 500 people waiting to set up.
How do you know that people told you?
They've been asking about it every day for the last 2 years. I've got a guy that comes to my door once a month and knocks on the door and says, are you going to get this done or aren't you?
Finance and Budget Committee Chair Ward 2 Democrat Mike Kelly reminded councilors that all recommended adjustments to Mayor Colin Reed's spending plan should be submitted by November 14th so they can be incorporated into the final budget. A vote on the 2020 budget is planned for November 21st. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.